This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick, back with our top story today. Mitt Romney's withdrawal from the Republican presidential race. Here's Governor Romney speaking today at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington.
I entered this race because I love America. And because I love America, in this time of war, I feel I have to now stand aside for our party and for our country.
So what does all of this mean for the presidential race? John Dickerson joins us now. He is chief political correspondent for Slate.com. He's a regular here on Day to Day. Welcome back, John. And oh, what a difference a day makes, huh?
Oh, absolutely. It's amazing. You know, they were saying just yesterday that he was going to – there were all of these strategies about how he was going to fight for delegates and take it all the way to the convention.
So why now? What's the particular timing of making this announcement today?
Well, I think that there are a couple of factors. One, he did the math, and this notion of going to the convention and trying to convince delegates who were pledged to McCain but weren't obliged to ultimately vote for him at the convention is a very desperate sort of four-cushion shot that would have been very hard to do, would have been bloody, and also would have drained lots of Romney resources through the rest of the battles that he was likely not to win. And so it was a matter of basically looking at the landscape in front of him.
Even though Super Tuesday is behind us, there are still plenty of people in America who haven't voted yet. So where do those Romney supporters go?
I think it'll be an interesting question where those Romney voters go. I think a lot of them won't bother. And I think they'll essentially be split between McCain and Huckabee. One of the problems Romney had is a lot of voters who might have moved to him because they didn't like McCain ended up going to Huckabee. And if Huckabee stays in the race, those kinds of voters will go to Huckabee anyway. So you could see a lot of folks going to Mike Huckabee, but on the other hand, McCain, now the front runner, folks may just want to get behind him because it looks like it's his nomination.
And it seems like there's a bit of pressure on Mike Huckabee. You know, if the Republicans are all about party unity, doesn't that mean that he should be called on to get out of the race pretty soon?
That is a problem. And in what Mitt Romney said today, he sort of suggests anybody who stays in the race is hurting the party. And because he articulated this idea that basically if he stayed in, it would help Obama and Clinton because the Republican Party wouldn't be unified. So, yes, he's put some pressure on Mike Huckabee.
I think if this were all a reality TV contest, right about now would be the time that they'd cue the schmaltzy look back music and they'd talk about all the great Mitt Romney moments. John Dickerson, what is your Mitt Romney look back moment?
Oh, boy. Well, there are many in this race to look at. I think the worst moment for him really has to be kind of the Iowa race. You know, his entire race was built on the notion that he would have two early wins in Iowa and New Hampshire, and he got neither of those. And so that's not a stunning moment, but it upended the total strategy of his campaign. Certainly another tough moment for him, one that will stick in the minds of maybe some folks, is when he was asked a question about his sons and their service in Iraq, why they weren't serving, and he told the questioner that they were serving in a different way by working on his campaign. This was something that really rankled a lot of Republicans, and in which he was asked again during a debate by a voter that was questioning the candidates. The voter brought it up again. So it was kind of a bad specific moment for Mitt Romney.
So what's next now for Mitt Romney? There have been some rumors already of a run for the White House in 2012, but that's a couple years away. What might he do next?
That is a few years away. This is a man, though, who likes to plan ahead. So as we saw from this race, he is deliberate and thoughtful. And so if he is thinking about a future race, one of the best things he may have done for that race is the way in which he withdrew from this one. His comments today seemed very authentic, a problem he had during the race. And so he's set himself up nicely as kind of leaving from the race in a classy fashion. So it's not clear what he'll do, but he has won himself a place in the Republican Party, so maybe we'll see him run again.
That's Slate's chief political correspondent, John Dickerson, on the announcement today that Governor Mitt Romney is out of the race. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you.